of the lock have finally closed. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm David Green.
Support comes from Stewart Peterson. Since 1985, Stewart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. Information is available at stewart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. July, hard red winter wheat, 509 and three quarters, up 6.5. September, 518 and three quarters, up 5.75. July, soft wheat, 498 and a quarter, up 9.75. September, 503, up 10.5. July, corn, 354 and a quarter, up 1. September, 358 and three quarters, unchanged. December, 368. And a quarter down a half. July of 16,398 down a half. July soybeans 986 and a half up 15. September 954 and a half up 12 and a half. November 952 and a half up 12 and three quarters. July soybean meal 328.90 up 580. July soybean oil 3309 up 54 cents. June live cattle 151.47 and a half down 42 and a half. August feeders are 224.07 and a half up 65, and July lean hogs are 73.92 and a half, and they're down 182 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I'm sure part of the narrative among traders today is trying to figure out how wet different parts of the country got and where the flooding is and what it all means.
Well, there's flooding just about everywhere. You don't have to go very far to see some water damage around, so... how you average that out, we're going to see that develop here as we go through the growing season here. But ideas are this afternoon's crop conditions report is going to show a 1% to 3% drop out of that good excellent category for corn and beans both. Imagine it's going to continue to show the most damage in Missouri particularly. They haven't been able to make a whole lot of progress, and what progress they made just, terrible, terrible shape. But here in central Illinois, well, Illinois, Indiana, particularly, there's areas that were hanging in there fairly well until last week and suffered some fairly heavy rains going into the weekend.
So we ended the last week with soybeans making a key hook reversal higher on the weekly charts. Follow through today. Are we trying to confirm a pre-harvest low is in?
Well, I don't know. Pre-harvest, it's a long time between now and harvest, but we've got a low in place. Technically, it looks good, so we're seeing some follow-through in through here. Oftentimes, you have a change in trend when you see a change in season, so everything's kind of falling in place in through here where the market's going to perceive that pullbacks should be supportive now. I don't know if we're just going to go sharply higher from here, but it does feel that the traders will be buyers on corrections.
So we have some 5 million soybean acres yet to be planted, and we have another narrative, and that is the second crop soybeans aren't yet to be planted as well, and there's lots of wheat that can't be gotten to at the moment. Are there other pieces in the narrative that are supporting soybeans as well?
Well, that's the main headlines there. There's some a little bit of demand trying to surface, but the main concern, though, is when you look long-term, there's just no new crop bean sales taking place, for say. So, even though we have weather concerns up front and through here, Technically, you know, stuff looks good. You know, sellers are probably over the sidelines. Long term, we still got to keep in mind that the demand picture is not robust right at the moment.
Why do you think that the demand for soybeans, with corn as well, both commodities, have not gotten off to a grand start like they did a year ago?
Well, one is a lot of the buyers, you know, look at charts. A lot of buyers do look at headline news and so forth. There hasn't been a real reason to really step up and be a buyer in through here due to the fact we have ample domestic and world supplies of beans around. So with the change of events in through here, with the technicals starting to, you know, turn the longer-term trends up, ideas fundamentally the supply-demand balance sheet's going to get much tighter. It should start to stimulate some buying in through here as we go more into the marketing season.
Given that supply seems to be shrinking, but demand is not increasing, what does that leave ending stocks looking like, perhaps on the next WASDE report?
Well, overall demand is at high levels. We got record demand. We're just not seeing the confirmation of this new crop demand on the export side really coming forward. We're not even into the new crop market.
Right,
so that's long
crop.
Term. But if you want to look at the supply-demand balance sheet, particularly on new crop, if you look at the beans there, you subtract, a couple million acres. You lower the yield, a couple bushels. All of a sudden, we've got this bean carryout from this 500 million bushel earlier estimate. We can take it clear down to this 300 million bushel ending stocks estimate in a hurry here.
So still quite enough soybeans, but making progress in the way that bulls would like to see.
Well, at this present time, you can't rule out that everybody's going to give up just right at the moment here. So there's a lot of growing season in front of us. There's still a lot of marketing in front of us yet. So it's going to be a challenge in through here. It's going to create quite a few ups and downs. But right now, it's kind of shifting to the bulls side of the equation.
What will be the headline when we unveil the quarterly grain stocks report a week from tomorrow?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's going to confirm tight old crop beans. Everyone you talk to sold their beans, but then they hung on to the corn. It's going to confirm we got quite a bit of old corn inventory around. So, we'll see what the numbers are, but I imagine that's going to be the main headline news that when those numbers are released.
Quite a lot of that corn on DP, do you think?
Well, I don't know about it. There's being offered. I don't know if guys are really taking advantage of it. Right now, there's no incentive right now to do that. The DP will be more than likely towards the end of the week or first part of next week if they do that. I know it's being offered.
What other factors are you going to be watching on the balance of this week?
Well, front and center is weather. Weather's critical in through here. There's moisture around, and it seems it's just hitting all parts of the country. This morning here, it's kind of devastating for those guys in northern Iowa and through Wisconsin. Not only devastating to the crop, but safety-wise, there's some very high winds and flooding and so forth. So that becomes a concern too.
I guess we ought to spend a moment or two talking about the circumstances in Greece. Finance ministers in the Eurozone not coming to an agreement today, but perhaps we'll reach some accord on Thursday when they all meet together again. If Greece were to leave the Euro, what would be the impact on U.S. grains?
Well, I don't know if it have an effect right on the grain market, it's one of those situations where it'd be more in the financial world, and the financial impact would spill over into the grains, I think this will go ahead and let fall off a cliff here and just come in and buy them out in a normal bankruptcy proceeding, just take over the country. It's going to be an ongoing thing. This thing's not going to go away. It's just going to continue to go on and on and on and on.
All right, Kurt, thank you much. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July hard red winter wheat is 508 3/4, up 5.5. September, 517.5, up 4.5. Soft July, 497.5, up 9. September, 502.25, up 9.75. July corn, 351.25, up 1. September, 358.75, unchanged. December, 368.25, down 0.5. July beans, 987, now 86.75, up 15.25. September, 954.75, up 12.75. November, 952.5, up 12.75. July soybean meal, 328.40. Up 5.30. July soybean oil, 33.10, up 55. And July lean hog, 73.87.5. They're down 187.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.